This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello everybody and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we have another wonderful show for you today. Ryan, who are we speaking with?
Well, Beau, instead of introducing our guest today, why don't we kick it over to Pat Sajak to introduce our guest?
All right, sounds good to me.
But you got it. $1,000 for Andy Weissman from Tinley Park, Illinois, software specialist.
Yes, I am. I work for a major printing company in the IT department, DLS.
And you're a married man?
I am married to my amazing wife, Sherry, for 28 years, and I have two incredibly talented sons, Gary and Mark.
Veteran of the Marines?
Yes, I am.
And a Toastmaster?
Toastmasters is an organization that allows people to improve their public speaking skills, provide leadership skills, but most importantly, gives them self-confidence.
All right. Well, you have plenty of that. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you win a lot more money.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, Andy.
Where you don't
Thank
win any money.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There's no chance that you're going to win any money. I just want to make that clear right now from the start. Andy, how many times have you heard that beginning, that clip?
You know what? I'm not going to tell you I hear it every day, but every once in a while I do bring it on YouTube and take a look.
Yeah. Right.
Relive the experience.
Yeah, great experience.
The people run into you in the street and say, hey, the Wheel of Fortune guy.
A couple times, actually, so I'm grateful for that, and I feel like a big shot.
Nice. Right.
Well, for our listeners who are perhaps outside the U.S. or just are not familiar with Pat Sajak or Wheel of Fortune, it is a game show here in the United States, and Andy had the pleasure of being a contestant on Wheel of Fortune this past Thanksgiving weekend back in November. And Andy, I know this was the fulfillment of a dream that you've had since back in 1983. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, sure. Actually, in 1983, my older brother was on Wheel of Fortune. And that was actually back when they had to purchase different items and things like that. And he actually had $2,000 and bought a pool table. And he lived in a condo, which was really an issue for his wife. But I said at that time that I have to do my best to get onto the show and hopefully beat him out.
And it only took you 30 years.
And how did that come about? How'd you actually get on the show?
You know what? I'm on their email for the spin ID. And I had an email last November of 2012. Said, we're auditioning in Chicago. Put together a videotape that explains why you want to be on the show and why you would be good on the show. So I did. I put together a one-minute video, and actually it was different because I had thought bubbles on there as I'm speaking, sort of like, you know, I hope I don't sound like an idiot and things like that. So I think maybe that's the type of thing that they were looking for. But I did send the video in last November of 2012.
Hmm. And then from there, what was the rest of like the application or qualification process like?
Sure. In April of 2013, I received another email saying, we'd like you to come down to the Palmer House downtown Chicago and do the audition for the show. And what that consisted of was 70 people. And for the first round, it was basically standing, giving your name. They wanted to hear your projection and your enthusiasm. And then at the end, they gave you a little 16 puzzle test and see how many you can do in 5 minutes. And from there, they broke it up into another session where 40 people were let go, and I was fortunate to be on that. And then they said that you won't know until 2 weeks from then whether or not you made it. And I was fortunate to get a mail saying, congratulations, you're a contestant.
Well, were you surprised and excited every step of the way? I'm sure you were excited, but or did you feel confident from the start that you got that first message and you thought, I know I'm going to make it all the way to Wheel of Fortune?
I did. I felt real confident. But the scary part was they said, if you don't receive a letter by the second week, chances are you didn't make it. And the second week came and it was on a Thursday and I didn't get a letter. And I thought to myself, good grief, I know I did fairly well. And I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't make it. But I got the letter the next day, so it changed my attitude a little bit.
Nice. So, Andy, I want you to be honest with me here. And don't worry. It's just you, me, and Bo here. Okay.
Nobody else is listening.
No one else is listening. Who were you more excited to meet, the always affable Pat Sajak or the ever beautiful, after all these years, Vanna White?
You know, obviously my first choice, you know what it is, Pat Sajak.
Of course.
You know, Vanna was really great. We have the contestants area in the back, and she came back there with her hair back, her jeans on, and no makeup, and she was great. She just encouraged everybody to have a great time, relax, and you're here to enjoy yourself. So that was a great thing I thought she did.
Yeah. And what was the experience like actually being on the show with the cameras rolling?
It was kind of surreal. I don't typically see myself as somebody who gets nervous, but once I walked onto the set and saw the big wheel and the lights and all the hubbub that goes along with that, I think I got a little bit kind of excited. And once I started rolling, because we were number four they taped six shows in one day, and we were the fourth show being taped. So I was, you know, as the shows were being taped, 1, 2, 3, I was really getting nervous and getting ready to do it. But I think once I got up there and started rolling, I got a little bit more confident. But it was a very unbelievable experience that I will never forget.
So how did you practice for spinning the wheel? Did you go to the gym and get some special exercise to do that?
The wheel is 2,500 pounds.
Okay.
The very first time that I was practicing, they gave you a few practice rounds, I actually pulled my hamstring in my leg.
Oh, jeez.
So throughout the rest of the day before my show, I was walking up and down the back room there because I needed to work it out, because it was really, really causing me problems. But amazingly, when I got up on the platform to start the show, that was gone.
So I was completely joking about working out beforehand to prepare spinning for the wheel, but actually that turns out to be pretty good advice.
Yeah, it would have been great advice. Yeah. I wish I had talked to you earlier.
Limber up before the Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. What were some of your preparations as you were looking forward to appearing on the show?
You know, there is strategy involved. And my wife and I watched the show basically every night. We taped it and kind of got an idea of some of the things that were consistent and how I might adapt to those. For example, the categories are, one of them is, what are you doing? So 99% of the time, the first word will end in ing. Mm-hmm. So those are things that you look for and anticipate. However, once I got on the stage and started spinning, everything that I planned fell out the window, and I did nothing that I said I was going to do.
Well, I noticed in your article you said that at times you lost focus and paid the price. Can you tell us a little more specifically what you meant by that?
Sure. When I said I was going to do this, this, and this, I completely was blacked out on what I needed to do. An example would be on the very first puzzle, it was food and drink. And I got quite a ways, if you've seen the show, and got up to, you know, getting ready to solve it. And the puzzle was turkey dinner with all the fixings. Well, I grew up saying trimming, so I did not focus on that last word. I went on an assumption, but had I taken my time and really looked at it and realized the T's were already selected, the R's were already selected, I would have probably got $10,000, which I lost by not doing that. So.
Now, how do you think you did compared to the contestants, the other contestants that were with you, not game-wise, but public speaking-wise and being comfortable on stage?
You know what? I did well. I think one of them was a teacher, so she did fairly well also. And the other one was from Alabama, so she just had a little twang, and I couldn't tell if she was doing well or not. I just enjoyed her talking, so. But I think I did fairly well.
And how long have you been a Toastmaster, and how do you think being a Toastmaster helped you in being more comfortable and confident in this context?
Sure. I got involved back in 1984 for 2 years, and I got out of it for a while. And in 2010, I started a club at my job for the mentoring program that they had there. I thought it was a great opportunity for leadership and communication skills. So I've been involved heavily since 2010 with the district that I'm in, District 54.
Great.
And I think it's actually helped me. Sorry. I think it's helped a lot as far as the show goes to, again, be able to speak on your feet and supposed to be where you can focus and so forth. I did that almost 100%, but I think it really provided me with some skills to present on the show.
Now, I would think, Andy, that if you are not focusing and worried about your speaking skills and being nervous about presenting and so forth, you have much more resources available to think about the questions and to answer the puzzles and so forth. Did you find that? I'm not sure if you can answer that question.
Oh, absolutely. I was able to take the information in and kind of not be ready to give an answer. I was able to formulate some things in my mind on what I wanted to say. And one of the things in Toastmasters is it's okay to have gaps between sentences and speech and so forth. So I wasn't trying to fill it with something. I was able to give a coherent answer to some of the questions
Excellent.
That they had.
And Andy, although you did miss that one puzzle that you mentioned earlier related to the turkey dinner, you still walked out of there as a definite winner on Wheel of Fortune. Can you share with us about your prize winnings?
Sure. I think I adjusted fairly well after that debacle. I won the prize puzzle, which was a trip to St. Thomas, 6 nights, 7 days, all-inclusive airfare, and also a camera from Sony. And I also won the last puzzle and got to the bonus round. So, excuse me, all told, it was $15,224, but I wasn't counting. And survived it, and I think I got out of there with a fairly good amount of money and a great experience.
That's awesome. And as we heard in Pat Sajak's intro, you're a married man. So is that money gone already?
You know what? It is. but thankfully, she can spend it wisely. If it was up to me, I think it would be in a different direction. But I'm grateful for her leadership as far as that goes.
Good answer.
And how about the trip to St. Thomas? Has that happened, or is that something you're still looking forward to?
We have it booked for May. Our anniversary is May 17th. We're leaving on the 16th. So we'll be able to spend our anniversary there in St. Thomas, and really looking forward to it, planning the time from now on.
Beautiful.
That's very exciting. Well, happy anniversary. Congratulations on your winning. And thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Andy.
Thank you, guys. I do appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.